Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Simen Shin Mem Hei. We are up to Sif Yud, the third line on page 394. The Mechaber says in Sif Yud, Kol Dover Shehu B'Rishus HaRabim, anything that is in Rishus HaRabim, Im Eino Gavoa Shlosha Tfachim, if it is not three Tfachim high, Afilu Him Kotzim Otsoa, She'ein Rabim Dorsin Aleihim, even if it is thorns or excrement that people are not stepping on, Chashuvim Kekarka V'Havei Rishus HaRabim, they are considered like the ground, and it gets a din of Rishus HaRabim. V'Imhu Gavoa Shlosha, if it is three Tfachim high, U'Mishlosha Atisha, and from 3 tfachim to 9 tfachim, v'lo tisha b'chlal, not including 9 tfachim, imhu rachav arboa al arboa have a karmelis. If it is 4 tfachim by 4 tfachim, it is a karmelis. V'im eino rachav arboa al arboa have a makom p'tur. And if it's not 4 tfachim by 4 tfachim, then it's a makom p'tur. V'imhu gavoa tisha tfachim v'tzumtzamim, if this item is 9 tfachim high exactly, v'rabim mekasim alav, and many people are using it to put things down on it, Havi Rishus HaRabim, it gets a din of Rishus HaRabim, Afilu Einu Rochav Arba, even if it is not four tfachim by four tfachim. V'yesh Misha Omer, there are those who say, Dehu Adin L'Gavoa Mitisha V'ad Asara. The same thing is true, not only if it's exactly nine, but even if it is higher than nine, up until ten, V'Rabim Mekasim Alav, many people are using it, Havi Rishus HaRabim, it gets a din of Rishus HaRabim, Afilu Einu Rochav Arba, even if it is not four tfachim by four tfachim. Ume Asara Ulumala, and from 10 tfachim and up, imhu rachav arboa have a rishus hayachid. So as we know, if it's 10 tfachim high and it's 4 by 4 tfachim, it's a rishus hayachid. V'im lav have a makom p'tur, and if it's not 4 tfachim by 4 tfachim, then it gets a din of a makom p'tur. Afilu yesh bo makom kedei lochok lashlimo l'arboa. Even if it has an area that can be carved out that it could turn into 4 tfachim by 4 tfachim, or we could view it that way, it still will get a din of makom p'tur if it is not actually 4 tfachim by 4 tfachim. So the Mishnah Berura says in Sivkaton Chav Ches, on the first point of the Mechaber, that anything that's in the Rishus HaRabim that's less than 3 tfachim is considered like a Rishus HaRabim. Dechol pachos mishlosha kaimulon de'eno cholekes rishus la'atzma. Anything that is less than 3 tfachim, we hold, does not get its own rishus, ubatel lagabe rishus harabim, and is considered batel and nullified to the rishus harabim. Sivkaton chavtes, the next category was if it's 3 tfachim up until less than 9 tfachim, the oz ein rabim yecholin lidros olav mitzad gavo. Once it's more than 3 tfachim high, or it's 3 tfachim high or more, then already the rabim is not able to walk on it because it's too high. So nafka mechlau rishus harabim, that area will go out of rishus harabim. V'lechlau rishus hayochid lo ba ad gova asar tfachim, but it will not yet reach the status of a rishus hayochid until it is 10 tfachim high. V'nosnu aleh chachomim shem karmelis, and Chazal gave it its own shame of a karmelis. Shehu rishus la'atzmo, that is its own rishus. V'asar lahutzi mimenu l'rishus hayochid l'rishus harabim, and as we said many times, a karmelis, you are not allowed to carry from it to a Rishus HaYachid or a Rishus HaRabim. Sivkaton Lamed is going on the next point of the Mechaber. After he said that less than 3 is bottled to the Rishus HaRabim and it itself gets a din of Rishus HaRabim, from 3 until less than 9, we said if it's 4 by 4 it has a din of a Karmelis, if it's not 4 by 4 then it will get a din of a makom p'tur. Says the Mishnah Berura, v'afilu im arka yoser me'arba tfachim, even if in one direction lengthwise it's more than 4 tfachim, lo mitzarfin anzel l'rochba, that will not join together and combine with the width. De lo nechsheves rishus la'atzmo elu imkein yesh bo arba tfachim ba'orech v'arba barochev. It has to be 4 tfachim lengthwise and 4 tfachim widthwise. It can't be longer in one direction and shorter in the other direction. So in order to get the din of a Carmelis, it has to be from 3 tfachim and above, below 9 tfachim, and it has to be that it's 4 tfachim by 4 tfachim, length by width. The next category the Mechaber told us was if it is 9 tfachim mitzumtzamim, if it's exactly 9 tfachim and it's rabim mekasim alav, many people are using it, then it gets a din of rishus harabim even if it is not 4 tfachim wide. So says the Mishnah Berura of Katan Lamed Aleph, Tisha tfachim, to be shir zed derop in the adam rishus harabim lakasif alav. Once it is a shir of 9 tfachim, that's already the normal way for people in the public area to be using it. The einor lo gavav lo namach. It's not too high, it's not too low. Aval bepachos meitisha, but if it's less than 9 tfachim, she'enu roi lakasef alav. It's not really so fit to be putting things down on it. So lo mahani l'shavi rishus harabim afilu imrabim akasim alav. So even if punkt in this case, many people are using it, it will not help to give it a status of rishus harabim. Sefkatan lamed beis, we said mitzumtzamos, the last Mishabura just told us that it can't be less than 9 to get the status of Rosh Hashanah, and now the Mishabura is going to tell us it can't be more than 9 either. Aval Yoser Mitisha Lohavi Rosh Hashanah, if it's more than 9 Tfachim high, according to the Shita, it will not get the status of Rosh Hashanah. Afilu Rochav Arba La Arba, even if it is 4 Tfachim by 4 Tfachim. Sivkotan Lamed Gimel, in order to get a status of Rosh Hashanah, not only does it have to be exactly 9 Tfachim, but it has to be Rabin Mekasim Olov. Aval Kishain Mekatvin Olov. But if people are not actually using it, even though it is fit for people to put things down on, height-wise, lo havi rosh hasharabim, it's not considered rosh hasharabim, v'afilu rochav arba, even if it is 4 tfachim by 4 tfachim. Sivkatan lamedalet, again, if it's 9 tfachim exactly, people are using it, then it's going to be a rishus harabim, even if it's not rochav arba'a. The afagav de ba'alma lo have mokam choshev apochas me arba'a, even though in general we don't consider an area choshev unless it is 4 tfachim. Kan, over here, the derech rabim lakatef alav, where it's normal for people to be putting things down on it, af bepochas me arba'a mashvile rishus harabim, even though it's not 4 tfachim by 4 tfachim, it will still get the status of a rishus harabim. Then the mechab brought a shita number 2 that says it's not specifically 9 tfachim. It could even be more than 9 tfachim, as long as less than 10 and people are using it, that will get a status of Rosh Hasharabim, even if it is not Rochav Arbo'a. So says the Mishaburis of Katan Lamed Hey, Hu Das HaTur. This second opinion is the opinion of the Tur. The Sfir Lehi holds, the Hoda Aminim B'Gemara, that which the Gemara says, Amud Tisha, that it have to have an Amud that is 9 tfachim high, Hu Bar Rak LaFuke Pach, it's only coming to exclude that it can't be less than 9. Then lohavi rosh hasharabim, less than 9 would not be rosh hasharabim. Aval yoser mitisha, but if it's more than 9, einachanami dehavi rosh hasharabim kesharabim mekasner olav. Then of course it would have a din of rosh hasharabim if the rabim is using it. Sivkatan lamid vav havi rosh hasharabim uladina naktina kesvara rishona halacha lemaisa zokta chavetz chayim. We go like the first opinion. The harbe poskim cholkim azek, as many poskim argue on the second opinion, and therefore the mishabura is telling us the halacha is that dafka, if it is 9 tfachim high exactly, then if rabim are mekasun alav, even if it's less than 4x4, it will get a status of a rishus harabim. Then the mechaber told us that from 10 tfachim and up, if it is 4x4, it's a rishus hayachid, sepkat lamidzayin, im hu rochav arba'a, hainu arba'a al arba'a, what it means to say is, it's 4 tfachim by 4 tfachim, then it gets a status of a rishus hayachid. If it is not 4x4, then we said it gets a status of a mokom ptur, even if there is an area that you can carve it out and make it larger and make it 4x4 tfachim. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Lamelches, Kedei Lachok, Hainu Kigon, the case is, Shahaya Ha'amud Samuch Lakosa Mamish. There was a Amud that was right next to a wall. Afilu hachi, even so, lo arminan chokikin lehashlim. We don't say that we view the wall as if it's carved out on the level of the Amud, and therefore together reaches the length by width of 4x4 tfachim. Umimela have a makom tur, and therefore the top of the Amud does get the status only of a makom tur. Umutr lohotzi mimenu l'rashis hayachar l'rashirabim, and you can carry from it, from the Amud to the Rishus HaYachid or to the Rishus HaRabim. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sifir Aleph, Guma B'Rishus HaRabim. In Sifir we discussed things that were in Rishus HaRabim that were going higher, and now we're going to discuss a Guma, a hole in the Rishus HaRabim that is going down. In Eina Amuka Shalosh, if it is not 3 Tfachim deep, have a Rishus HaRabim, that also would be considered a Rishus HaRabim. Mishalosh ad asara, from 3 tfachim till 10 tfachim, im rechava arba'a, have a karmelis. If it's 10 tfachim, or within 3 to 10 tfachim, and it's 4x4 tfachim, length by width, it will get a status of a karmelis. V'im lav have a mokom ptur. If it's not 4x4, even though it's between 3 and 10, it will only get a din of a mokom ptur. V'in hi amuka asara, if it's 10 tfachim deep, have a rishus hayachid, then it is a rishus hayachid, v'hu shetehe rechava arba'a, as long as it's 4x4. So basically, when it comes to a guma, it's like we discussed earlier, that if it's less than 3 tefachim, it's batal to the Rosh Hashanah. Between 3 and 10 is the size of a karmelis, but it has to be 4x4, otherwise it's a makom tur. And if it's deeper than 10 and it's 4x4, it would get the din of Rosh Hashanah. We're just avoiding the case of the 9 that we had by the Amud. There we said, since Rabbim Amr Kasim Allah can get a din of Rosh Hashanah, that din is not going to apply to a guma. Explains the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Lamites, Eina Amuka Shalosh, Afa Gav the Rochava Kama Tvachim, even if it could be very wide, if it's less than 3 tvachim deep, it will have the status of a Rosh Hashanah. Siv Katan Mem from 3 ad 10, Vafilu Hayu Rabbim Mishtamshim Bo Baguma Hi, even if many people are in fact using this guma, Tashmish Ayideat Chaku, that is a use that is only in a pressing situation, it's not a regular use, velosh me tashmish, and therefore that is not considered a tashmish, and therefore, unlike the case of the Amud, even if it's used, it would not get a status of a Rosh Hashanah. Sifkatan im Aleph, if it is a Muka Asara, we said, and it's 4x4, the Guma would get a status of a Rosh Hashayachid. Vafilu Malaya Mayim Oshar Dvarim Sha'adim Mestakal Behem Veroa Masha Besocha Mechitzos. This will get a din of Rosh Hashayachid in the Guma, even if the Guma is filled with water or with some other item that you can see through and you're able to see the Mechitzos. Aval im Malaya Peros, but if this pit is filled with fruit, lo havi Rosh Hashayachid, it will not get a din of Rosh Hashayachid, even though it has the dimensions, kevan de'ena mechitzos nikaros, since the fruit are not see-through, you are not able to see the mechitzos. Va'afilu daito lufanosan, even if your plan is to eventually take the fruit out, it does not matter. Memeilu upater hazorek l'socha mirosh hasharabim, you will be putter if you throw something from Rosh Hashanah into this pit, even though it has the dimensions of Rosh Hashayachid, it is not a Rosh Hashayachid because you cannot see the walls, because of the fruit that are in there. Umikomakom isura yesh bazeh. Even though it will be pater aval aser, lemaisa there is an iser, kevan da perus hudavar sheyochad litlo misham b'shabbos, since lemaisa the fruit are things that you are able to take out of the pit on Shabbos, and memeilo lo nizbata legamri habor mishmo, and therefore the boar does not lose its shame boar. So even though it won't be a chiv chatas, but it would be Usr. Vila Rashba, and according to the Rashba, Dafka Peros Tfalim. That which we're going to say the fruit there make it lose its status of Rosh Hashayachid. That's not by regular fruit, that's Dafka by fruit of Tevel, Oshar Dovar Sha'asr L'Tautel, or anything else that is Muktzah, that's not allowed to be moved, Mevatel HaMechitzos, those items that can't be moved, they for sure have to stay there on Shabbos. Then we would say the Mechitzos are bottle and you lost your Rosh Hashayachid. But according to the Rashba, if you only had the fruit there that are not Tevel and they're not Muktzah, then since you are able to move it out, that would still be considered a Rosh Hashayachid. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vaitis of Katan Mem Beis Shetei Rechava Arba, in order for this Guma to have a din of a Rosh Hashayachid because it's 10 tefachim deep, it would also have to have a length by width of 4x4 tefachim. V'im lav have mokum ptur, and if not, it would be a mokum ptur. V'afilu amuke esrim amma, even if it goes 20 amos deep, if it's not 4x4 tefachim, length by width, it would be a mokum ptur. Let's see the Mechaber one more sif yud beis. Rosh Hasharabim eino tofeses Ella Arasara. A Rosh Hashanah only grabs on to 10 tefachim, avalomalo me'asara. Once you get above 10 tefachim in a Rosh Hashanah, have a makom p'tur, then it becomes a makom p'tur. We had earlier that if you have Rosh Hashanah, it's Ola Adlu Rakia. The Rosh Hashanah goes all the way up through the airspace above it, and now we see by Rosh Hashanah that's not the case. It only goes up to 10 tefachim from the ground. Beyond that is only a makom p'tur. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan and Gimel, Ella Arasara. The Alkain Hazorik Birshus Harabim. Therefore, one who throws in a Birshus Harabim, Dvei Lashmena, some kind of fig cake, Vinidbak Bakosel, and it connects to a wall. So, Lamata Me'asara Chayev, if you throw it to the wall and it's less than 10 tefachim, that will be a Chiev, because that is considered carrying 4 amos in a Birshus Harabim. However, Lamalo Me'asara, it will be Potter, because again, Lamalo Me'asara is a Makom Tur, and therefore, you would be Potter. Note 32 says, Va'av She'en Chayovim Al Hotzor. Even though the Gemara in Shabbos tells us you're not chayv on hotzah unless the item rests and comes to have a hanocha on a place that's 4x4 tefachim, and over here it's on a wall which doesn't have a 4x4 tefachim. So Tirtzu Atosos, Tosos gives an answer b'shem Rabbeinu Tam, shekan nechshav shenicho agabe mokom dalad, when it goes against the wall that's considered rest on a place that is 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, kevan shakosel shenidbukabo yeshbo dal tefachim. Malachim. Since Lamaisa, the wall is vertical, and on the vertical of the wall, there is an area that's four tefachim, that's Ke'ilu, it had a proper Hanocha on four tefachim, and therefore you could be Chayiv. Ve'viu b'shem ha-riva shetirets, and then tells us, brings b'shem the riva, who answers, she'kevan sha'dveila roes pnei ha-karka. Since the dveila is up against the wall, and it sees the ground underneath it, ha-rehi nechsheves kemunachas al-gabi karka, we view the dveila as if it is resting on the ground that's 4x4. Va'nafgamina ben ha-teirutzim, nafgamina between these two teirutzim, the Tosas brings down is, kishein ba'koso shir dalet adat fachim. If the wall itself is not 4x4 tefachim, according to the first pshat, we only say yerchaya because the wall is 4x4 tefachim. If it's not 4x4 tefachim, it's not a proper anocha. According to the second pshat, no matter the size of the wall, since it's directly above the ground, we view it as if it fell on the ground, and obviously the ground is a proper hanocha. Continues the Mishaburas of Kotam and Dalad, Have Makom Tur. The Rosh Hashanah again over Ten Tefachim is a Makom Tur. Rotzolomer da filu shem karmelus ein chal al haavir shalomala me'asara. Even a shem karmelus is not given to an area that is above 10 tefachim from the ground in the Rosh Hashanah. If you look at the Shaar Tzion and Os Memchas, he says v'nafkamina, an afkamina of whether the area in the Rosh Hashanah above 10 is going to be a karmelus or a makom tur is going to be lim holech ba'avi Rosh Hashanah, one who is walking in the airspace of Rosh Hashanah malakora on a beam, hatakua mikosa lakosa, that is stuck in from one wall to another wall, the chafotza biyodu, and he's holding his items. So a person is walking across the Rosh Hashanah on a beam above 10. So if you go like we're holding in the mechaber that above 10 is a makom tur, it's 100% mutter to walk across on Shabbos, even though you are holding items, because you're carrying a makom tur is mutter. If it would be a karmelus, which we're saying it's not, then avada that would be aser, because you can't carry 4 amos in a karmelus. Continues the Mishabura, Omnam, however, in Notz Konar Rosh Hashanah, if one stuck a reed into a Rosh Hashanah, Uveroshu Kli, and on top of the reed he places a vessel, Shegavoa Asara Tfachim Lurachav Arba, and that vessel has the dimensions of a Rosh Hashanah, it's 10 Tfachim high, it's 4x4 Tfachim length by width, Afa Gav Shetateo Rosh Hashanah, even though underneath it is a Rosh Hashanah, Mikomakom HaKli Hu Rosh Hashanah, still this Kli on top of the Kona would have the din of a Rosh Hashanah. We'll stop here and continue next time, Emirat Hashem with Sif Yud Gimel.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.